This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The instant after we prayed that prayer, I just couldn't even remember why I was mad at you. I mean, I felt love for you immediately. You know, we reconciled immediately. Mm-hmm. But that was the first time we prayed together. So now we've prayed together for, you know, all those years. Welcome to the Marriage Day Podcast. We're here to help every couple thrive in marriage and have the marriage of your dreams. And I'm joined today by my wonderful wife of 50 years, Karen.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
You're so cute.
I know.
You look really cute today, by the way. How many times did you ask me when you're standing there, do I look okay today? Does it look, I'm like, well, of course.
Well, I'm looking a little sporty.
No, yeah, you're looking styling. Yeah. You're styling here for me.
Thank you. I wish everybody could see it. I wish that we were on video. So we're going to talk today about how to pray together as a couple. Now, this is a huge topic. And I would say, I'm just going to give off the cuff, I would say 95% of Christian couples don't pray together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty conservative. But most don't. As a man, you wanted me to pray with you when we first got married. I didn't know how to pray. I felt self-conscious. I didn't know how to do it. And so I'm going to tell the story of how we started praying together. And we're going to talk about obstacles in praying together, and then how to pray together. So we had been married about 6 years, and we lived on Calumet in Amarillo. And we started fighting about something. The Lord had already healed our marriage. But we had been fighting for 2 or 3 days, just on each other's nerves. And just, you know, I remember the feeling. I just had that feeling like, you know, I'm mad. I don't know what I'm mad about, but, you know, you just have an attitude or whatever. And we were fighting, and so the Wednesday night came when we typically would go to Bob and Sarah Key's Bible study, and you walked in and said, let's go to Bible study. And I said, no, I'm not going tonight. And I did it just to bother you. I knew it would bother you. So, and then you went by yourself. So when you came home, you walked in the room, and you were very serious, and you sit down in front of me, and you said, I need to tell you something that Sarah said. That's why. And she said, well, she's been praying for us this week. And she said as she was praying that the Lord showed her a lion's head in our living room, and it was roaring, trying to get us to split up. And she said that we're supposed to hold hands and pray and take authority over it. And when you said it, I knew it was right. I mean, it just sounded right. But we'd never prayed together. I'd never prayed with you. So we held hands, and I said something like, in the name of Jesus, Satan, we bind you, command you to leave our home. And instantly, something changed. Instantly. And I mean, I didn't believe in that kind of stuff back then. I wasn't like that. I didn't believe in, you know, the devil attacking and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, I was a believer then. It was instantly like somebody opened the drapes, sprayed Lysol, and turned on Christmas music. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a dramatic change of atmosphere immediately following. Well, so Jesus said in Matthew 18, if two on earth would agree together as touching anything they would ask, my Father will do it for them. Mm-hmm. If two. Mm-hmm. So that's a married couple. So you and I, rather than fighting, I mean, literally, Karen, the instant after we prayed that prayer, I just couldn't even remember why I was mad at you. I mean, I felt love for you immediately. You know, we reconciled immediately. Mm-hmm. But that was the first time we prayed together. So now we've prayed together for, you know, all those years. And so I want to talk about overcoming some of the obstacles of praying together. And one of the obstacles is being unequally spiritual. Mm-hmm. You were more spiritual than me. Mm-hmm. When we got married, you were a believer before I was. You were always more inclined to praying and reading your Bible and going to church as me. And you never nagged me, but you were consistent in wanting me to go to church, read my Bible, you know, pray together and all that stuff. And so most wives, I would say young wives are more spiritual than their husbands. Wouldn't you say that?
Oh, yeah. And I think when you're talking about this subject, my first thoughts are, you know, like you said, the last a podcast about men needing to be honored and respected when we speak to with each other, and the same with a woman. With a woman, you know, her number one need is security, and the number one thing that Satan does with women is their thoughts, and you know, it's how that's how Eve fell into the traps of Satan, because he went for her thoughts, made her question everything, and you know, and so I think that for women, though, they battle fear anyway, because it's just our nature that without Christ and knowing who he is for us, you know, we have those tendencies towards fear. And we all know the scriptures that say Jesus over and over says, do not fear, do not fear, be of good courage. Well, as a young wife, you know, that doesn't make sense, because I'm feeling fear. I'm feeling insecurity. I'm feeling not secure. And so my point in saying all this is to say, I think prayer is, knowing that your husband is praying with you is a huge source of security, because I know you're the spiritual leader of our home. I know you're the head, because scripture tells me it's Jesus, you, and me, and you're my covering and you're my authority. And if I'm not feeling secure, if I'm feeling fearful, it's like, I really do believe that the power of prayer dissipates that for a woman. It's like, you know, Satan has to flee. It's like you said, two or more agree. He has to flee. And an example was what you just told about the lion in our house. And so I think for even if nothing else, for the men, if you're listening, pray with your wife and you will see a change just in her security.
Absolutely. It makes her.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
Feel secure. One of the problems with praying together is we don't understand the psyche of the opposite sex. And so for a woman, if your husband prays, there's got to be a payoff for him to pray for you. And in other words, whenever he's praying, you can't criticize it and say, well, now you should have prayed for this.
Yeah.
Didn't pray. Just say, thank you so much. That was a great prayer. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. And then make sure that he knows that there's a payoff there. For a woman is security.
Mm-hmm.
Is for a husband to pray with his wife, it just massively helps her, because security is a woman's most important need. Respect is a man's most important need, but is for security for a woman. So the atmosphere of our home dramatically changes when we pray together and when we're spiritually one.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me talk about how to pray together, Karen. So the how-tos, and I wrote these things down here. What are you worried about? You know, a lot of people say, well, we don't know what to pray about. What are you worried about?
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried about your son? Are you worried about your daughter? Are you worried about having kids? Are you worried about money?
Mm-hmm.
You're worried about finding a job. And so if you don't pray, you're going to worry, and then you're going to start fighting. And the other question is, what do you need? You know, money, work, healing, you know, whatever, or direction. Do you need direction for something? And so when you're praying together, you're coming together. Again, Jesus said in Matthew 18, if two on earth would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
And the word agree there is the word symphoneo. In the Greek, we get a word symphony. It just means harmonizing. Lord, we're coming together as a married couple asking for this. Well, there's a special promise for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we come together to pray. Another question is, when do we pray? Okay, so what do we do? You and I woke up for many years at 6 in the morning, and we go walking for an hour and a half when the kids were still in bed, when they were old enough to be in the house by themselves. Table time, you know, it could be, we have some friends that they would pray together at the breakfast table over coffee every morning in the car. You and I pray together in the mm-hmm. car a lot. In bed before you go to sleep. A lot of couples lay in bed, you know, and they go to mm-hmm. sleep and they pray over the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, you can pray together over the phone about something or as needed. So just find a time that's best for you as a couple, mm-hmm. that kind of fits you as a couple. Mm-hmm. And again, on the last show, I talked about couples who pray together daily have a less than 1% divorce rate. So if you're gonna make a habit in your home, make that habit. And because it is so powerful. Not, and see, the other thing, Karen, when you start praying together, you start seeing results. Mm-hmm. God begins to answer those prayers, mm-hmm. and you start seeing those results, and you realize the power that's there. And I want to talk about how to pray, and I want to close this show with praying, because some of the men listening right now, you've never heard another man pray mm-hmm. with his wife, and you may not know how to do it. And first of all, when you pray I pray to the Father. Jesus told us to pray Father, but you can say Lord, you can say Jesus, whatever. You're praying to God. But I just say Father. The other thing is I don't use religious talk. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 4 tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in time of need. The word boldly there means honest speech or frank speech. So you don't have to be religious. God's a father. Mm-hmm. You're talking to your dad. So you're just going to your dad, and we're always respectful to God. But we're not religious. And so, and then the other way that you pray is by faith believing that he's listening and that he's going to answer your prayer. So I'm going to end this, Karen. We're going to end this podcast, and I want to pray like we're praying as a couple. So I'll pray and then you pray, okay. And then I'll close. Father, in Jesus' name, now I'm praying as though I'm praying with Karen. And Father, in Jesus' name, I pray right now. And we just come before you and we pray for our finances. And just pray, Lord, that you'll meet the financial need that we have right now. We're trusting you for that. And we just pray that if there's anything that you want us to change as stewards in the way that we spend money or save money or whatever, we just want you to speak to us. But we're asking you to meet this need. We pray for our children right now, that you'd bless them, that you would cover them and protect them from all of the unrighteous influences that are coming against them. And we just declare mm-hmm. that our children are going to be men and women of God when they grow up, that no weapon formed against them. Mm-hmm. That's what Isaiah 54 says. No weapon formed against them is going to prosper, but that they're going to be taught of the Lord and their future will be peace. We just agree with Isaiah 54 and those promises there. And just pray for Karen right now, that you would just bless her physically and emotionally and spiritually, that you would just be with her, that you would just be with her as she is having eye surgery tomorrow, that you would just be with the doctors and all the technicians, that you would completely 100% heal her eye, and that she would just come out, her recovery would be easy and complete. And Lord, we just thank you for all the blessings of our home, and thank you that you're with us, that you hear our prayers, and you're going to answer in Jesus' name.
Amen. So, Father God, I just thank you so much for the blessing of marriage. I thank you for Jimmy. I just pray you'd bless him physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I pray your will be done in his life and that you would keep him from the evil one and all temptations and order his steps today. Everything he does today, I pray that you would order his steps and bless him. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for your authority over both of us. I pray for your authority over our marriage and over us together, and that you would just keep any snares or traps away from us and just bless our marriage. And we just thank you for all the blessings that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We hope that's helpful to you. And if you haven't prayed together, start. Just start. And if you're a man listening to this, be the leader. And you initiate that. And I promise you, it'll have big payoffs in your marriage. We're coming back next time to talk about getting help when you need it. Every single couple in their marriage at some point will need to get help in their marriage. We're going to talk about that on the next podcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. Goodbye.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out exomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.